The Book of Jeremiah, Chapter 52. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. And he did that which was evil in the eyes of Yahweh, according to all that Jehoiakim had done. For through the anger of Yahweh it came to pass in Jerusalem and Judah, until he had cast them out from his presence. And Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. And it came to pass in the 9th year of his reign, in the 10th month, in the 10th day of the month, that Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon came, he and all his army, against Jerusalem, and encamped against it, and they built forts against it round about. So the city was besieged to the 11th year of King Zedekiah. In the 4th month, in the 9th day of the month, the famine was intense in the city, so that there was no bread for the people of the land. Then a breach was made in the city, and all the men of war fled, and went forth out of the city by night by the way of the gate between the two walls, which was by the king's garden. Now the Chaldeans were against the city round about, and they went toward the Arabah. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued after the king, and overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho, and all his army was scattered from him. Then they took the king, and carried him up to the king of Babylon to Riblah in the land of Hamath, and he gave judgment on him. And the king of Babylon slew the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes. He slew also all the princes of Judah in Riblah. And he put out the eyes of Zedekiah. And the king of Babylon bound him in fetters and carried him to Babylon, and put him in prison until the day of his death. Now in the 5th month, in the 10th day of the month, which was the 19th year of King Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, Nebuzaradan the captain of the guard, who stood before the king of Babylon, came into Jerusalem. And he burned the house of Yahweh and the king's house, and all the houses of Jerusalem, even every house of the great, he burned with fire. And all the army of the Chaldeans, who were with the captain of the guard, broke down all the walls of Jerusalem round about. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive of the poorest of the people, and the rest of the people who remained in the city, and those who fell away, who fell to the king of Babylon, and the rest of the artisans. But Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, left of the poorest of the land to be vine dressers and husbandmen. And the pillars of bronze that were in the house of Yahweh, and the bases and the bronze sea that were in the house of Yahweh, the Chaldeans broke in pieces, and carried all the bronze of them to Babylon. The pots also, and the shovels, and the snuffers, and the basins, and the spoons, and all the vessels of bronze with which they ministered, they took away. And the cups, and the firepans, and the basins, and the pots, and the lampstands, and the spoons, and the bowls that which was of gold in gold, and that which was of silver in silver, the captain of the guard took away. The two pillars, the one sea, and the 12 bronze bowls that were under the bases, which King Solomon had made for the house of Yahweh, the bronze of all these vessels was without weight. And as for the pillars, the height of the one pillar was 18 cubits, and a line of 12 cubits encircled it, and its thickness was 4 fingers, it was hollow, and a capital of bronze was on it. And the height of the one capital was 5 cubits, with network and pomegranates on the capital round about, all of bronze. And the second pillar also had like these and pomegranates. And there were 96 pomegranates on the sides. All the pomegranates were 100 on the network round about. And the captain of the guard took Seraiah the chief priest, and Zephaniah the second priest, and the 3 keepers of the threshold. And out of the city he took an officer who was set over the men of war, and 7 men of those who saw the king's face, who were found in the city, and the scribe of the captain of the host, who mustered the people of the land, and 60 men of the people of the land, who were found in the midst of the city. And Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, took them, and brought them to the king of Babylon to Riblah. And the king of Babylon struck them, and put them to death at Riblah in the land of Hamath. So Judah was carried away captive out of his land. This is the people whom Nebuchadrezzar carried away captive. In the 7th year, 3,000 Jews and 23. In the 18th year of Nebuchadrezzar, he carried away captive from Jerusalem 832 souls. In the 23rd year of Nebuchadrezzar, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive of the Jews 740 and 5 souls. All the souls were 4,600. And it came to pass in the 37th year of the captivity of Jehoiachin king of Judah, in the 12th month, in the 25th day of the month, that evil Merodach king of Babylon, in the 1st year of his reign, lifted up the head of Jehoiachin king of Judah, and brought him forth out of prison. And he spoke kindly to him, and set his throne above the throne of the kings who were with him in Babylon, and changed his prison garments. And Jehoiachin ate bread before him continually all the days of his life. And for his allowance, there was a continual allowance given him by the king of Babylon, every day a portion until the day of his death, all the days of his life.